大家好，欢迎参加华能国际电力股份有限公司2016年第三季度业绩发布机构投资者及分析师全球电话会议。下面有请主持人介绍出席会议的管理层，谢谢。
各位投资界的朋友们，大家下午好。在发布会开始前，请允许我介绍出席该次会议的公司管理层。Now may I introduce the management of the company today. 他们分别是 They are 公司总经理李建明先生， The Vice President of the company, Mr. 李建明。李总您好。
主持人好，大家好。
公司副总经理刘冉星先生， The Vice President of the company, Mr. 刘冉星。刘总您好。
主持人好，大家好。
出席该次会议的还有公司预算部、企管部、工程部、生产部、营销部、燃料部、财务部、大事办和证券部的负责人。The general managers for the Department of Budget, Corporate Management, Engineering, Production, Marketing, Fuel, Finance, and the Capital Market, as well as the Office for Trust Business, are also joining us in this meeting.李总会先为我们回顾2016年第三季度业绩表现，接下来是问答时间。First of all, Mr. Li will review the business performance for the third quarterly results of 2016, followed by Q&A session. 现在有请李总介绍公司业绩表现，由公司周彪先生做英文交替传译。May we have the honor to invite Mr. Li to review the business performance, and Mr. Zhou Biao will conduct the English interpretation.
女士们、先生们，大家好，欢迎各位参加华能国际三季度业绩推介电话会议。
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to attend the conference call for the third quarter's results of Huaneng Power International.
公司刚刚公布了今年前三季度的经营业绩。公司2016年前三季度实现合并营业收入人民币 832.21 亿元，比上年同期下降 14.43%。 合并报表归属于本公司股东的净利润为人民币 93.89 亿元，比上年同期下降 29.06%。 公司净利润减少的原因主要是国家发改委下调了燃煤电厂上网电价，公司电量同比下降，以及市场交易电量同比增加。
The company released its results for the first three quarters of this year. The company realized consolidated operating revenue of 83.221 billion RMB, decreasing by 14.43% year-on-year. Net profit attributable to the shareholders of the company was 9.389 billion RMB, decreasing by 29.06% year-on-year. And the profit decrease was mainly due to the ungrid tariff cut for coal-fired power by NDRC, the year-on-year decrease of our power generation, and the increase of unplanned electricity surge.
四季度，公司将继续以巩固和提升经济效益为中心，不断提高公司的发展质量，积极参与电力体制改革，主动适应市场变化，坚持增发效益电量，严格控制各项成本费用，努力降低燃料成本，力争实现全年的经营目标，持续为公司股东创造长期稳定增长的回报。
For the fourth quarter of this year, the company will continue to focus on consolidating and enhancing economic efficiency and improving growth quality of the company. The company also will proactively participate in the reform of power system, cope with market changes, and increase power generation with higher margin. Meanwhile, strictly control costs and expensesand reduce our fuel cost, try effort to realize the whole year's operational targets, and to create long-term, stable, and increasing returns to our shareholders.
下面的时间，我和我的同事们愿意回答各位的提问，谢谢大家。
Well, next, my colleagues and I are glad to answer your questions. Thanks.
感谢李老师。
谢谢李总的介绍，接下来是问答时间。Thank you, Mr. Lee. Here we come to the Q&A session.
谢谢主持人。大家好，下面是问答环节，有您需要提问，请在话机上按星一键排队等候，先星号键赞一。大家好，第一位提问者是来自瑞士信贷的周天宇，你好。
哎，管理层你们好，那个啊，我有三个问题想请教一下。第一个想问一下，我们那个公司第三季度的这个单季度的单位燃料成本，然后还可以介绍一下这个分那个燃煤和燃机机组的这个单位燃料成本以及它那个同比的变化。然后可不可以介绍一下我们这个十月初或者是就是最近的这个煤价或者是这个单位燃料成本的那个大概在怎样一个水平？然后第二个想问一下，公司有没有大概统计过我们这个三季度或者是有没有这个更新一点，比如说九月份的一个亏损电厂的比例。然后最后一个问题想请问一下，就是说公司有没有大概算过我们这个公司以这个目前的这个经营状况的话，大概是多少的煤价可能是在我们的这个盈亏平衡点左右？谢谢。
I'm from Credit Suisse. I have three questions. First is about your unit fuel cost. Could you please provide us your unit fuel cost for the third quarter of this year and also the breakdown for the unit fuel cost for coal-fired and gas-fired respectively, and also its year-on-year change? And also, do you have the number for the unit fuel cost or the purchasing price for coal in October?And the second question is about the third quarter's performance. Could you please provide us your loss-making power plants by September this year? And the third question is, up to now, according to the current operational performance, do you have the calculations or the break-even level for your company?
我来回答这三个问题哈。头一个是这个关于这个单燃这个季度和累计的情况，分季度呢就是第三季度这个综合单燃成本呢是 169.62 元每千千瓦时，其中那个燃煤的是 156.89 元每千千瓦时，然后燃气呢是 385.70 元每千千瓦时，这是这个三季度的这个情况。然后一到九月份累计的情况呢是综合的是155.02元每千千瓦时，这个同比下降了13.42%，这个燃煤的是142.32元每千千瓦时，同比下降了13.93%，燃气的是378.83元每千千瓦时，同比下降了21.75%，这是这个三季度合计到九月份总体的单位燃料成本的变化情况和分这个燃煤燃气的情况。第二个问题是你问的是这个亏损面的情况哈，就目前总共呢，华能国际呢是85家运营电厂，其中这个一到九月份亏损呢大概有目前有十四家，占比大概10%几。第三个关于这个盈亏平衡，目前我们按照今年的这个公布的这个预测的数据电量和这个电量的情况呢，我们初步的测算单燃的盈亏平衡是251.11元每千千瓦时，就是说这个达到这个2.5分季的时候，就是这个公司的盈亏平衡点。
For the first question, the unit fuel cost for third quarter of our company averaged 169.62 RMB per megawatt hour. Among this, 156.89 RMB per megawatt hour for the coal-fired business and 385.70 RMB per megawatt hour for the gas-fired business. this is the third quarter, and for the first 9 months, the unit fuel cost for us was 155.02 RMB per megawatt hour, decreasing by 13.42% year on year. And for the coal, it was 142.32 RMB per megawatt hour, decreasing by 13.93% year on year. And for gas, it was 373.83 RMB per megawatt hour, decreasing by 21.75% year on year. And for the second question is, currently we totally have 85 power plants. Among these, about 14 power plants making loss. That is roughly more than 10% for the loss-making power plants. And the third question is, for the break-even unit fuel cost, according to the current disclosed operational results, that the it will be 251.11 RMB per megawatt hour for our unit fuel cost.
哎，管理层你好，那个我想就在那个追问一下，就是说刚才提到的我们那个第三季度的单季度的那个单位燃料成本的话，可不可以给一下那个就分别是那个就整个单位燃料成本同比的变化，还有那个煤机的那个单位燃料成本那个同比的变化。然后第二个想问一下那个就我们亏损面的话，亏损电厂的那个数量的话，有没有关于那个三季度单季度的一个统计啊？谢谢。
Following question is about the unit fuel cost. Could you please provide us the third quarter's year-on-year change in your unit fuel cost, especially for the average and the coal-fired? And also, could you please provide us your loss-making power plants in third quarter?
关于单燃的这个单季度跟去年同比的情况是在这样，去年就是15年三季度这个综合的单燃是168.61元每千千瓦时，其中呢这个燃煤的是152.77元每千千瓦时，燃气的是492.27元每千千瓦时，这是去年就是15年三季度的。刚才我报告那个16年三季度的情况，分别是169.62和156.89和358.70。跟去年的这个从这个综合单燃来说呢，是稍微涨了大概一滴钱，169.62减掉168.61，有一个稍微有所增长的变化。但是从这个当年的季度环比来看，就是16年的三季度比二季度呢，我们二季度是145.01，这个季度环比上升了16.97%，反映了一个二季度以后进入三季度来这个煤价一直上升的这么一个状况。
For the unit fuel cost, actually, we can give the last year's third quarter's result, figures. For the average unit fuel cost for us in last third quarter, it was 168.61 RMB per megawatt hour, and for the coal, it was 152.77 RMB per megawatt hour, and for gas, it was 492.27 RMB per megawatt hour. So we can say that in the third quarter, the year-on-year trend is a little bit higher than that of last third quarter of last year, but according to the second quarter of this year, we see the quarter on quarter change for our unit fuel cost has increased by 16.97% year on quarter on quarter. That implies that the coal purchasing price has increased a lot.
这个关于追问的那个第二个那个亏损电厂的情况呢，我们有一个数据我跟你报，就是说今年1到9月份的14家电厂，然后总体亏损是13亿，去年呢1到9月份是亏了8个亿，比去年呢，相当于是这个亏损电厂的亏损情况呢是增亏了5个亿。
In terms of the loss making amount for the 14 power plants this 9 months.Totally, it was 1.3 billion RMB, which is higher than that in last year's about 800 million RMB.
不好意思，那个就想问一下，那个有没有那个第三季度单季度的这个亏损的情况啊？
这个 个目前我们没有投统计，如果你需要的话，我们底下再提供给你们。
哎，好的，没关系，没关系，好的，那个谢谢林老陈，那个我没有其他问题了。
This is for the 9 months figures. If you need, we can make later give the third quarter figures.
感谢您的提问和林老陈的解答。大家好，有您需要提问，请在话机上按星一键排队等候，先生号键站一。If you would like to ask any questions, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问，这是来自花旗银行的朱俊。你好，您可以提问了。
管理层好，我也有三个问题。首先第一个问题还是想追问一下关于煤价，不知道管理层对四季度的煤价现在怎么看？有没有一个四季度或者全年的单位燃料成本的预期？包括最近发改委也提出了，就是对于明年签长协好像有更多的这个鼓励，不知道这块我们公司是怎么样去谈的。然后第二个问题是关于利用小时，因为三季度利用小时好像比较好，不知道我们公司具体的火电的或者是燃煤机组的利用小时是怎么样，同比是怎么样，那么全年的指引又是如何。第三个问题是关于我们的就是直购电或者说是市场交易电量，不知道我们前九个月完成了多少，然后目前为止看全年总共将要完成多少啊，然后这个电价折让又是如何？谢谢
啊。I'm from City. I have three questions. First is about coal price. Could you please provide your outlook for the coal price in the fourth quarter of this year, and also the unit fuel cost change forecast for the whole year? And also, we have noticed that the NDRC has some policy that it will encourage the suppliers and the power producer to sign the long-term agreements. So what does the company's opinion about this? And the second question is about the utilization hours. Could you please give us your utilization hours for the thermal power business and also the coal-fired business and also the year-on-year change? And also the guidelines for the whole year's utilization hours. Third question is about the unplanned electricity sold amount and its percentage, and also its tariff discount rate, and also the guideline for the whole year.
好的，我先回答一下第一个问题，这个关于煤价的问题啊，这个大家也都知道，今年以来，这个前三季度，国家对煤炭行业这个去产能的力度应该是远远超过了市场的预期，煤炭价格呢确实在持续的回升，特别是三季度，这个煤价应该说是一个加速上涨的一个趋势。那么截止到9月30号呢，华北海事指数呢是561，那么较年初呢371上涨了190元，那么涨幅呢达到了51.2%。那么这个四季度啊，应该说国家发改委呢近期呢也连续召开了几个会议啊，对这个煤炭的供应工作也做了一些安排，那么也放开了部分产能，这个按照333天进行生产。那么我想呢，这会在很大程度上缓解煤炭供应的压力。但是呢，由于四季度呢正好是一个迎合度冬的一个时期，那么受迎合度冬的影响呢，我们预计呢煤价呢仍然还会保持一个这个高位的运行存在一定的上涨的压力。所以呢我们这个预计啊，我们四季度如果继续按照这个十月份这样一个价格水平持平的话，我们预计呢我们2016年的全年的这个采购的原煤价格呢，我们预计可能会同比上涨2%。至于这个关于这个长协的签订呢，我们目前呢我们也正在做积极的安排这个按照国家的有关的要求呢，我们也会把这个长协的工作呢作为我们当前的一项重要的工作把它抓好回答完毕。
About the coal price, actually we say because according to the NDRC's and the government's policy that for the first three quarters the government coal capacity cut policy is very effective, and the coal price has increased about 51% year on year to currently about 561 RMB per ton. And also for the fourth quarter, we say the NDRC has considered all of these factors and they're going to ease the capacity for the coal suppliers from the maybe these production days to the 330 days. And this may be some kind of easy way for the coal supplies. But actually, because of during the peaking period in the winter every year, we say there still are some coal price high pressure. So we say that the coal price will be hovering in a relatively higher level in the fourth quarter. So we have to make assumptions that if the fourth quarter coal price maintains the price in the October level, then for our company, the whole year's coal purchase price will be increasing about 2% year on year. In terms of the long-term agreement with the coal suppliers, we are considering and will do the arrangement according to the government's policy and the encouragement.
刚才这位女士提到了，这个我们三季度啊，确实完成的比去年要好啊。这个电量的话的话，也是比去年啊，三季度相比啊，增加了6.6%啊，6.6%。那么六个小时具体的数啊，就是说这个是去年的15年的三季度啊，完成的是1043。这个16年完成的是1082，这是合计的6小时。要是具体到煤机的话，那么15年完成的是3季度1082小时，16年是1136小时，就同比啊增加了54小时。关于6小时的预期啊，我们觉得，这个可能跟我们。全年的指引差不太多啊，差不太多。
Well, in terms of the utilization hours, actually we say the utilization hour for the third quarter of our company is relatively better, and we can say this through our power generation. It has increased about 6.6% year on year in the third quarter, and the utilization hours for this third quarter was 1,082 hours, comparing to last three third quarters, 1,043 hours. And this is for the average utilization hours. For coal, this year it was 1,136 hours, comparing to that of last third quarter, 1,082 hours. As for the whole year's guidelines for the utilization hours, currently we say it's very close to our guidelines at the early stage we have made.
关于第三个问题啊，就是关于我们的这个交易电量所占的这个比例这个问题，我就不分啊，这个直接交易啊，就大用户交易、跨地区还有替代这些品种了，就是说看看这个总量，就交易电量与这个基础电量这个比例啊，就是说我们这个一至九月份啊，就是说这个交易电量比例占到了26%。啊，占到26%，这个上网的电量是514亿，这个电价呀，就是降幅，就是交易电价综合降幅的话，就是5分钱啊，5分钱左右。那么就是说这个预计啊，这个全年我们交易电量的比例和占比，基本上还是保持在这个25%-26%这个水平吧。电价的降幅也基本上。
In terms of the unplanned electricity selling market, actually for the first 9 months, we have about 26% of our power generation completed through this unplanned transaction. And the amount for this was 51.4 billion kilowatt hours, with its tariff discount about 5 cents per kilowatt hour. And for the whole year's guideline, it is roughly very similar to the first 9 months.
想最后追问一个。您觉得明年的话会到什么程度？是比现在更高的话，30%还是40%，或者是这个没有封顶这样看
？And the following question is about the next year's guideline for the unplanned electricity sales. So the percentage will be higher, such as maybe a 30% or 40% or much more.
这个交易电量啊，这个事儿也确实说我们也是比较关心啊，我们也多次啊，就是到国家的发改委啊、能源局去了解一些情况。另外一个，我们各个省啊，也在不断的在这个当地啊，这个政府的层面了解情况。现在看明年的这个交易比例肯定要增加，啊，肯定要增加，因为按照国家这个即将出台的呀、有关这个逐步放开啊、有序放开。这个计划电量的这么一个指引的话，那么按照这个规则，啊，今年应该是全部这个工业电量的30%，啊，全部工业电量30%。那么实际上就是说，这个工业电量的30%，也就是说这个总电量的20%左右，啊，基本上现在看差不多。你看我们现在前三个季度26%嘛，就是基本差不多的。那么明年的话呢，按照国家的要求，他要把所有的工业电量全部放开，啊，全部放开。那么可能这工业电量的全部放开的话，就占到，这个总电量的这比例就比较大了，啊。但是我们一直在跟这个，国家的发改委啊、能源局在反映这个问题。我们想就是说，这个为了维持这个行业的健康稳定的发展，希望他们有序放开。
Well, actually, we are trying to learn the policy change by this area, and actually, the government will release some policy in terms of the releasing of the planned power generation policy. So that may be by next year or the year of 2018, the power generation for the industrial.Side will be opened totally. So that means a very high percentage of the unplanned electricity sold. So we have made some feedback to the government to maybe slow down this kind of open policy so that maintain the stable operation of this market.
谢谢这位提问的。
刚才我说这个可能不是太准确啊，是按照国家的这个指引里头啊，是18年，就是工业电量要全部放开。啊，这工业电量能占到现在的比例的话，就是接近70%吧，这个水平，不是17年。
Well, actually, the maybe the policy will be made that the by the year of 2018, the all of the power generation for the industry, secondary industry will be opened, and that means about 70% of the total power consumption will be the unplanned electricity sales, so it's very high.
感谢这位提问者提问和林老师的解答。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自中金公司的徐王阳。你好，您可以提问了。
喂，关先生，你们好，这边是中金的王阳，然后有几个小问题想请教一下。一个是关于刚才说到的那个单位燃料成本的问题，就是刚才公司说四季度就是按照现在的煤价水平预计全年是跟去年大概涨2%嘛，然后就想问一下一个是说是不是意味着四季度的其实单位燃料成本就大概达到2.5毛左右了，就是达到我们盈亏平衡点，然后另外一个就是明年的那个煤电价格联动的话您觉得会执行啊，这样子这样子看的话，然后另外一个就是关于那个电价折扣，就是我看到三季度电价折扣好像比上半年电价折扣要小一点，就想问一下我们有没有看到一个随着煤价上涨，所以电价折扣其实现在逐步在缩小的一个情况，然后当前呢就是我们签直购电的那个电价折扣大概是多少钱，就是按照现在的煤价去签的话，对主要这两个问题，谢谢。
I'm from CICC. I have three questions. About first is about the UniView course, and you have mentioned that the according to the fourth quarter's core price and the whole year's guidelines, the UniView course will be increasing by 2% year on year. So that means the UniView course for the fourth quarter may be around 250 RMB per megawatt hour. So that it is reaching to your break even. Is it right to understand? And the second question is about the do you think that next year the government will implement the coal price and the electricity passing through mechanism? And the third quarter and the third question is about the tariff discount. We noticed that your third quarter's tariff discount is lower than the first half of this year. So does that mean that the tariff discount will be maybe narrower along with the coal price increase? And also, could you please provide or explain whether the following contracts with the consumers will be narrower in terms of the tariff discount just because of the coal price increase?
这样，头一问题呢是根据刚才燃料部的这个同事介绍的这个煤价的这个情况哈，换算成单燃，如果是全年的话，煤价是同比上升2%的话，单燃因为去年是15年是单燃是全年是173.67，今年按照这个通口径的这个测算，相应的来说呢，今年按照这个煤价的测算呢，单燃就会达到1.76毛。大概比去年全年等于是会涨个这个3厘钱，所以说呢，从这个来看呢，因为涉及到9月份的情况是这个1.55毛，就是1.55502，因此呢，从这个四季度的情况来看呢，会比这个三季度我刚才说的是16.62，再涨2到3厘钱，这样的话全年是个1.76毛的水平，达不到就是。跟那个临柜平衡点还是差距比较大的，2.5万那个。
Well, in terms of the coal price, actually, the 2% increase is just for our average coal purchasing price increase for the whole year. According to this assumption, we have made the calculations about the UniView cost change. And for the third quarter, it was 1690.02, and the fourth quarter may be about roughly 20 RMB per megawatt hour higher than the third quarter. So for the whole year, it will be around 176 RMB per megawatt hour. So it is far lower than the break-even level.
营销部回答一下后两个问题。第二个问题是关于煤电联动的。按照国家的现有的政策，煤电联动是以年为周期，那么联动的时间窗口是在每年的1月1号，那么下一次煤电联动预计如果要执行的话是在2017年的1月1号，但是是否会联动的幅度，这个与四季度的电煤价格走势是相关的。
In terms of the passing through policy,actually, this policy is based on the annual base, so that means that the next passing through may be triggered in the 1st of January next year if the coal prices meet the requirement of this policy.
最后一个问题就是关于目前的市场交易的价格，因为我们全年的交易合同大部分是在上半年已经签订完毕的，所以这部分在三季度执行的价格呢，跟上半年的价格是基本稳定的。对于新签的合同，要考虑当前的燃料价格的波动情况，可能会有一定的浮动。
In terms of the tariff discounts, actually most of these contracts we have signed with the consumers in the first half of this year. So this part, its tariff discount is fixed. And for the newly signed contract, we'll comprehensively consider the coal price change and the actual situations to maybe the tariff discount may be fluctuated.
感谢这位提问者的提问和林老师的解答。
大家好，有你需要提问，请在话机上按星键排队等候，先生号键，赞一。If you would like to ask any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. 下面一位提问者是来自德意志银行的朱新元。你好，您可以提问。
哎哎，管理层你们好。那我这边也是有三个小问题想再追问一下。第一个就是你们刚才提到的，就是2.5盈亏平衡的这个单位燃料成本，想问一下是在什么样的利用小时的这个情况下测算的？那这个对应的这个点火价差是多少？然后这个对应的我们测算的这个煤价是多少的一个水平？那个第二个追问的问题就是关于职工电，就是咱们全年指引的是20%的一个guidance， 那上半年前九个月已经26%了，是不是说那个四季度的这个占比的量会下来很多？这个有什么特别原因？然后第三个问题就是说，留意到咱们那个资本开支前九个月也是下降很多，三季度还是同比有一定的下降，那这个全年我们这个装机和资本开支包括未来2年有没有一个调整的一个考虑？那还有就是关于国家最近出了一个关于那个煤电严控的一个计划通知，就是说今年新开工的包括去年已经核准还没开工的都要那个全部停下来，那公司有没有测算过就是这两部分对于我们公司是有多少装机的一个影响？啊，谢谢。
I'm from DB. Actually, I have 4 questions. First is, you have mentioned the break-even unit fuel cost was about 250 RMB per megawatt hour. And could you please provide your basis for this kind of calculation in terms of its utilization hours, stock spreads, and also the coal price? Second question is about the unplanned electricity percentage. You have mentioned that for the 9 months, you have realized about 26% for this part. And actually, the earlier guideline for the whole year was 20%. So that means, does that mean in the fourth quarter, this part will be reduced, or the reason for that? And the third question is about your third quarter's CapEx decreased year on year, and could you please provide your guideline in the fourth quarter and the next 2 years for this CapEx, and whether you will adjust the CapEx plan? The fourth is about the government's newly released announcement that it will strictly control the construction of the coal-fired projects. So could you please talk about the impact of your company's project's construction?
我说一下我们这个盈亏平衡测算情况，可能跟现在有一定的误差。我们这个小时呢是按照这个4144小时，然后售价量是3019，这主要是参照的就是去年的实际的水平，然后这个耗用这么折计算下来之后，包括其他的折旧啊、成本啊，基本上是参照15年的实际数，就算出来是2.5分之1。但是呢，就考虑到一些电价的下降的影响呢，可能这个盈亏平衡点可能会有这个稍微有所变化。
Well, for the break-even calculations, actually, this 250 RMB per megawatt hour is coming from the base from the figures, operational figures for the year of 2015. That is, the utilization hours was 4,144 hours, and the power surge was 301.9 billion kilowatt hours, and also the other operational figures for 2015. But actually, this is just maybe the fixed assumptions. There will be some fluctuations just basing on the change of the tariff level and also the other indicators.
不好意思，追问一下，这个那对应的这个电价水平是按照今年比如说3.37毛的这样一个水平吗？
电价
就是说，或者说咱们说那个点火价差，就是说
啊，对，我们这个电
多少？
电价这个应该是这个往下是那个减一部分，我们是按照4.34毛是这个去年统计到这个九月份的情况来看呢，现在已经是4.3毛。
3.94元，下架了是5分钱。
Well, the assumption is based in the 434 MB/MWh in the tariff for last year. Actually, we say that this has changed and lower to the 394 for the first 9 months of this year.
19月份刚才您说了，我们的这个交易电量比例占到26%。主要有几个方面的因素吧。第一个因素就是说，就是我们这个26啊，跟我们年初的20%的这个预计啊有偏差。这个偏差的话呢，就是电力改革啊，今年看来它的推动的这个力度啊在不断的加大，整个全国的，那么就是说这个交易电量的比例，那么它也是放大了啊。所以说这个我们是比我们年初预测要高一些，这是一个。第二个就是我们争取啊。因为基础电量大家都知道，基础电量基本上是不变的，我们就争取的一些啊有效益的，那么就交易电量，这样的话呢，通过这个多发电啊，提高我们的利用小时，使我们的技术指标都有一些好转，预计啊这个全年可能跟我们年初的指引有些差异啊，就可能这全年的这个交易电量的比例啊，可能在站在25%-26%左右的水平。
Well, sure about the 26%, this is higher than the whole year's guideline 20% as we gave in the earlier stage of this year. But actually, because of the government pushing forward this reform and the national percentage also has increased, so this is in line with the national percentage. And the second is that we say just because of the the planned power generation was confirmed and fixed. So we are trying effort to increase our power generation with the marginal contribution so that we can improve our operational indicators and to realize the utilization hours increase. And also we say for the whole year, just because of these factors, we say the percentage for this part will be higher than the 20%. Maybe roughly the similar to kind of 25% to 26%.
我来回答一下三个问题，就是公司的这个装机的这个资本支出情况呢，就是在明年后年，就是会考虑就是说国家就是关于煤电限制发展的这样一个政策做相应的调整。我们就是资本支出的重点可能主要放在清洁能源的一些基础上，有燃机、风电、光伏这些项。关于就是国家今年9月13号就是下发了一个关于取消一批不具备何种建设条件煤电项目的通知，这里面一共有15个项目，1240万千瓦。没有我们公司，就是我们公司没有被取消的煤电项目。
In terms of the CapEx, actually, we'll make the adjustment. We'll make the adjustment according to the policy change. Maybe the future CapEx will be put into the clean energy sector, such as the gas fires. And the wind and maybe the solar projects. And also according to the recent release announcement by the government in September that the government will cancel about 15 projects totally with capacity about 12,400 megawatts. But we don't have projects among these.
谢谢管理层。那我就是再追问一下，就是有没有一个最新的，就是今年全年和未来两年这个资本总开支的一个新的指引，包括就是每一年的新增的装机分那个燃气、煤电和这个清洁能源的装机的一个指引。那另外就是因为我刚刚是说的是那个关于煤电这个严控煤电建设的一个这个新的一个政策是说就是今年16年新开工的就是可能要进行缓建，那就这一部分咱们今年有没有新开工的项目大概在一个什么规模？谢谢。
我 following question is also, could you please provide your CapEx guideline in the fourth quarter this year and the next 2 years? Do you have any plan to change that? And the second is also, the government has released some new announcement to maybe stop or cancel some projects which has started this year. So does the company have some projects among these?
<coughs> 好，我把这个问题啊再做一个答复吧。关于这个今年啊，我们公司这个投产的情况，我给大家做一个介绍。今年的煤机呢，今年投产是950兆瓦，燃机呢是210兆瓦，风电呢744兆瓦，光伏149。其中我把煤机的情况说一下，今年公司投产的煤机啊都是热电联产机组，其中呢渑池呢2台35万，南京工业园区呢2台5万机组。仙人岛呢是1台投产，还有我们湖北的应城1台投产。因此呢，今年这个整个的投产这是煤机的情况。第二个呢，这个清洁能源的燃机呢，我们在广西有2台分布式能源项目，总的容量呢是210兆瓦。这个项目特点是冷热电三联供的一个项目，今年年底呢预计投产。这是第一个，就是今年的公司投产的项目的结构应该是非常合理的。关于明年呢，公司总的投产规模大致在350万千瓦，具体就不展开讲了。关于这个公司对于国家能源局新近颁布的这个关于进一步调控煤电规划建设通知啊，10月10号发布的这个275号文件啊，涉及到我们公司的，应该说呢，这次的调控呢，就是主要的范围是红色预警区域，而我们公司有4个省份呢，包括海南、安徽、江西呢，都绿色省份，还有橙色省份湖北，应该不受这个限制。另外这个文件中还有很重要一个解读呢，就是。就是承担民生的，就是民用采购符合这一块呢，且采暖期呢，供热呢热电比呢不小于8，这样的项目也作为一个不受调控的项目，这点呢我们在明年和后年的项目中呢，我们这个比例还是比较高，应该说从明年到包括“十三五”规划吧。因为整体还是往这个方向发展。好，谢谢。
好，谢谢管理层。
Well, I will give the capacity expansion plan. Actually, this year we're going to add 950 megawatts for coal, 210 megawatts for gas, 744 megawatts for wind, and 149 megawatts for the solar. For this year's coal fire projects, most of them are the coal generation power projects. So we say that according to the National Energy Bureau's new announcement in 10th October, that they are mainly to restrict the coal fire projects in the red alert area, which in which we don't have any projects in these areas. And also for the following year's restriction, that because they have a policy that allows the coal generations, some of the coal generation projects to be constructed. So we are trying to develop in line with the government's policy to develop some coal generation projects.
非常感谢领导层的详细解答。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自 JP Morgan 的简振华。你好，您可以提问了。
管理层你好，我是简振华，是摩根大通证券的。我有三个问题。第一个问题想请教一下，就是说，请教一下，就是说，咱们公司的那个的煤的供应的那个协议，有没有是大概平均来说吧？大概会是多少时间之后要再重新调整那个的煤的那个价格？是不是立即跟那个的市场价，还是说可能是平均可能两三个月的情况？这个是第一条问题。第二条问题想请问一下，就是说我咱们公司有没有可不可以披露一下，就是单月的，比如说九月或者十月的一个单位燃料成本的一个的资料了。第三个问题也想请教一下，就回到刚才讲的一个的交易电的一个情况。我没记错的话，大概在那个的八月的时候呢，咱们公司说大概呢可能是20%的电量，大概那个价差可能是7分到8分左右。那现在的话，如果是26%的电量是这个的交易电，但那个价差变成了5分的话，那好像看起来就是说新签的那一些的合同那个价差可能比本身的那个标杆电价可能还要高。不过可不可以披露一下，就是在新签的合同当中的那个价差呢？其实是大概是怎么样的一个的情况呢？主要是这几个问题，谢谢。
From JP Morgan, have three questions. First is about the coal price adjustment cycle. Does it the monthly adjusted or just marked to the market price? And the second question is, could you please provide us your unit fuel cost? Month by month, and for the third quarter. And the third question is, you have mentioned that the first 9 months you have realized a 26% in the unplanned electricity sold, and with 5 cents total discount. This seems really better than the first half, that is a 20% and a 7-8% tariff discount. So, could we talk about whether the new this kind of contract to be signed with the narrower tariff discount or the other arrangement?
好，第一个问题呢，就是我们这个公司的煤价，煤炭的这个合同啊，主要是分两种情况，一个呢是年度的长协，另外呢一部分呢是现货合同。那么我们年度的长协呢，我们合同的约定呢是按照是年度是约定合同总量，季度定价，那么必要的时候呢进行月度修订的这样一个定价的方式。那么具体呢我们是与双方签订一个补充协议来进行确定。那么最近这几个月由于煤价上涨过快，那么我们的长协呢基本上是每个月都要进行修订的，就是按照煤炭这个煤炭企业提供的这个价格呢，我们基本上是每个月都要进行一个修订。基本上是这样的一个情况。
Well, in terms of the coal agreement, we have two parts for this. One is the long-term agreement with the coal suppliers, and one is the spot market purchase. For the long-term agreement, actually, this mostly of this is the one-year agreement with the fixed amount into the agreement, but its price is quarterly adjusted. According to the agreement. But sometimes if the spot market price adjusted fluctuates a lot, so the both parties will sign the complementary agreement, allow this coal price to be adjusted maybe monthly.
这个关于这个单燃的这个数据哈，很抱歉，我们这个都是准备的是按季度的材料，没有月度的数据。但是呢，从这个五月份开始，六七八三个月这个环比呢，每个月都是当然都是上升的，就是季度环比三季度比二季度呢，达到了16.97%。
In terms of the unit fuel cost, currently we don't have the monthly figure on hand, but we say that.For the quarterly basis, the third quarter's unit fuel cost has increased by 16.97% compared to that in the second quarter of this year. So we say that the unit fuel cost is increasing month by month.
这个我回答一下简先生的第三个问题啊，刚才可能是我没有说清楚啊。
所以我说这个五分二啊，是我们交易电量中直供啊直接交易，那么这个电量的价格是降了五分二。我们平均的交易电量的价格啊，就像你说的是降了七分一啊，就跟我们全年的八月份的当时公布的数据啊，给大家做的解释基本一致。估计今全年啊也基本上是控制在这个水平。
Maybe make a clarification on these tariff discounts. Actually, the 5.2 cents tariff discount is just for the power direct sales part.And for the average, that is that they are totally unplanned electricity, so the tariff discount was 7.1 cents. This is roughly very similar to the first half of this year for our company. And also the whole year's guideline is maintain this level.
好，谢谢管理层，我没有其他问题。
感谢您的提问。大家好，下面一位提问，这是来自汇丰银行的黄媛媛。您好，您可以提问了。
哎，你好，关正强。我想就是确认一下，就是刚才说的，我们交易电量的折价是五分，我记得在上半年好像是九分，所以五分的话，如果折算成那个百分比的话，这个折让比例是多少？那这个趋势的话，就交易电量的这个价差，就是在缩减，是不是未来的一个趋势呢？然后第二个问题是，我想确认一下这个，领导说16年的煤价全年上升2%，那我们对于单位燃料成本16年的指引是也是上升2%吗？还是是多少呢？然后我第三个问题是想请问一下我们这个最近做的这个资产注入，这个资产注入的话，公司预计它能够给我们带来增长，就是每一年的增长大概是多少？然后这个如果通过的话，它是从2017年开始定表吗？好，谢谢。
I'm from HSBC. I have three questions. First is about the tariff discounts. Actually, you mentioned that the tariff discount was 5 cents, and this is lower than the previously provided figures. Could you please provide the 5 tariff discounts means how much percentage comparing to the benchmark tariff levels? And also, we say this tariff discount is narrowed comparing to the first half. So we can say that this is the trend for the futures tariff discounts. And the second question is about the forecast for the unit fuel cost. You mentioned that the whole year's coal purchasing price will be increasing about 2% year-on-year. Does that mean that the unit fuel cost will also be increasing about 2% or other figures? Third question is about the asset injection by your current company. Could you please provide us the following year's contribution to the company waiting on this asset injection? And also, when this kind of asset injection will be effective and consolidated to your balance sheet?
我回答一下第一个问题啊，刚才说到这个五分钱对应的折扣大约是13%，但实际上我们交易电目前的平均的降价水平是七分钱，这个折扣大约是18%。按照现在的煤价走势，如果我们新签交易合同的话，预计这个折扣会有所降低。
Well, for the 5 tariff discounts, this is equally about 13% discount based on the benchmark tariff level. But actually, we say that for the first 9 months, the average unplanned electricity tariff discount was 7 cents. That means about 18% discount based on the benchmark tariff level. So according to the current coal price, we say in the new contract we have signed,this kind of tariff discount will be narrowed.
这个当然根据刚才燃料部的同事介绍的情况啊，这个当然煤机是煤价上升2%，所以煤机的当然基本上也是上升2%，但是考虑到这个燃气机组当然的同比下降， 综合呢单元的同比上升呢，全年来看是1.4%，达到这个1.76毛。
Well, for the unit fuel cost, because of the coal price assumption was 2%, will be 2% increase, and also the gas will be just decreased year on year. So in average, we say that the whole year's unit fuel cost will be increasing by 1.4% to 176 RMB per megawatt hour.
就是关于第三个问题，这个在这项项目根据目前公开披露的信息呢，如果股东大会通过之后呢，我们这个明年初完成交割，并表时间是2017年1月1号。根据目前的这个，就是四家这个公司的这个2015年的实际项目呢，会这个测算呢，会增厚呢每股收益1.2毛。
Well, if this acid injection transaction will be passed by the extraordinary general meeting, that this will be consolidated to the company on 1st January in 2017. And according to the operational figures for the year of 2015, this kind of acid injection will increase our EPS by 0.12 RMB per share.
谢谢，
谢谢，感谢您的提问。大家好，下面一位提问者是来自瑞信的戴维，你好，您可以提问了。
哎，管理层你好，哎，不好意思，我这个打进来晚了，可能之前没有完全听完整，就想确认一下，就是，我听到就是说这个现在盈亏平衡点是按2015年的数字，就是4144小时，还有4.3毛的电价，然后您刚才说就现在的平均电价大概是3.9毛。那是不是可以说就是不考虑利用小时的变化的话，现在简单点算的这个盈亏平衡点应该是减四毛，现在就是大概是2毛1左右。那刚才您说这个今年全年估计这个单位粮食成本大概是176嘛，那我看前九个月是155，那四季度会不会就您刚才说就是比三季度大概加20左右嘛，大概就是190，那我们就是简单算的话，那是不是这个190有点保守，会不会高一些，就假设这个四季度电量大概是25%左右的话。这是第一个问题。
From Credit Suisse, actually, you have mentioned the forecast and the break-even figures basing on the 2015's figure.With the utilization hours 4,144 hours, and the tariff level was 430 per megawatt hour. But actually, we see for the first 9 months, the tariff level has decreased to roughly 390, and also the unit fuel cost for the whole year, you assume that it will be increasing to 176. So we see in the fourth quarter, the unit fuel cost for your company will be around 190 RMB per megawatt hour. So that is it relatively conservative, or it will be higher than this figure?
对，就经过我按照你的这个逻辑，我觉得这个理解的基本上是跟我估算的一样。因为到9月份，今年这个电价比去年呢已经是降了含税的将5分钱。不含税的大概是4分多，因此呢，这个按照1到9月份，如果估算这个四季度的单季度的盈亏平衡点的话，这个单位粮食成本大概是2.1毛多。因此呢，你刚才测算根据这个燃料的是那个变化的情况，四季度单季呢这个数字呢应该跟这个差不多，比这个略低一点点。如果是全年1.76毛的话，这个比较粗略的估算，我们因为它这个也受其他一些相关的好多固定因素的影响。
Your logic is right that for the first 9 months, the tariff for us has decreased by 5% year on year, and basing on this kind of tariff level, that in the fourth quarter's break even unit fuel cost will be around 210 RMB per megawatt hour. So, for the whole year, unit fuel cost, we say it should be a little bit higher, that it will be 176 RMB per MWh。
然后第二个问题啊，就是再多一个问题，就是说我想知道，就是因为之前我们那个股息的派息政策都是按照这个盈利的，就是全年盈利的一个固定的百分比，大概就是我记得应该是60%以上嘛。那我在想，就是说假如说极端情况啊，当然我们也不希望这样发生，就假如说进入了一个，比如说明年假如说就是17年真的是煤价继续涨，然后进入一个亏损的话，那我们就是华能会不会考虑改变股息的这个就是这个派息的一些方法，比如说按这个绝对值而不是按这个盈利的一个百分比，因为我记得我们08年在亏损的时候也有派股息出来。谢谢。
Also the question is about your dividend payout policy. Actually for the past years you have maintained relatively stable and I remember it should be higher than 60% of your attributable profit every year. But if there will be some extreme case that if the coal price continue to increase in the next year or in the following years and your company has will be making loss, so do you have a plan to change your dividend payout policy that you will just pay absolute figures for the dividend just like in the year of 2008 when you pay dividends based on your loss making that year?
关于那个派息政策，公司在章程里已经是有明确的规定，我们是有一个明确的现金分红政策。那么每年的现金方式是分配利润，原则上是不少于当年实现的那个合并报表可分配利润的50%，这个是已经在章程里明确的。那公司过去一直呢都是秉承着这样一个政策，未来呢也仍然是会坚持这样一个基底平衡稳定的派息政策。
Well, actually, we have written this dividend payout policy into our articles of association that every year our dividend payout ratio will be no less than 50% of our consolidated distributable profits every year. And for past years, we have maintained this dividend policy. And also in the future, we're going to maintain this level unchanged and try to maintain a proactive, balanced, and stable dividend payout policy.
好，谢谢。
非常感谢各位的积极提问和李脑残的详细解答。由于时间的关系，我们有请最后一位提问者。最后一位提问者是来自上海鸿鹄投资的兴达。你好，您可以提问了。
哎，关先生你好，哎，能听到吗？
能听到。
哎，你好，哎，我想请问一下，就是从这个就是煤价的上涨的情况，然后包括公司刚才给这个Q4 的这个单燃的这个展望来看，然后呢，现在看的话，感觉因为咱们算是行业里面数一数二的公司，然后现在看的话，盈利是已经开始出现压力，那就是说。展望明年的话，咱们就是行业从这个自身来看，会不会对这个政府有一些就是积极争取，就是从自身的这个角度来看，能够争取一些电价或者是对煤炭的这样一个比如说像前一段时间那个钢厂不是联名就觉得这个煤价涨太多他们受不了嘛，咱们就是电力企业行业协会有没有组织这样的一些行为呢？
Well, one question is based on your assumptions of your individual cost and the coal price for the whole year. Actually, as the maybe the largest power producers in this industry, do you have any forecast outlook for the performance of next year, or do you have any plan or try to maybe persuade or appeal to the government in terms of the tariff policy and also the coal price mechanisms, just as the maybe some steel makers trying to appeal to the government to maybe control this cost.
This, 过客的上涨给电力企业带来的这种经营压力，应该说我们已经跟国家的有关部门呢也做了一个 专门做了一些汇报，包括发改委啊，包括国资委啊，我们就专门做了一些汇报。那么我们的电力企业联合会呢，也专门的给发改委打了一个报告，反映了当前煤价公开上涨电力企业所面临的这种压力也专门都打了一个报告。
In terms of the coal industry, actually, along with the coal price, there are great pressure on the power producers. And basing on the current situation, actually, the company has some communications with the related authorities, such as the NDRC and the National Energy Bureau. And also the China Electricity Council has some communications in terms of its the difficulties in the power sectors with the related authorities.
那么应该说经过这种反应嘛，应该说大家也知道，9月27号呢，国家发改委也是专门紧急召开了保障冬季煤炭稳定供应的一个全国的一个电力电话会议。那么这个会议上呢，也确定了要释放一批先进产能的煤矿释放一部分产能。另外呢，10月21号，那么国家发改委呢也主持召开了煤电优先运保障工作部级一个协调的会议，在这个会议上呢，也对这个煤炭的这个产能的释放和稳煤价工作做了一些安排。那么10月25号呢，应该说国家也是紧急召开了这个煤炭企业的一个座谈会就是也是研究煤炭的保供应、稳煤价的一些工作。应该说这也是国家根据当前的这种形势做出的一些安排。
The related authorities have arranged several meetings to secure the supply of the coal for the peaking period in the winter. And through the easing of the coal production capacity, and also to require the coal supplier to maintain the stable coal supply in terms of this peaking period.
就是我想针对一下，就是这个定性上看的话，就是从过去几年来看，就是电力企业对煤炭企业是有比较强的这个议价能力嘛，谈判优势。现在呢，就是起码从最近两个月来看，煤价上涨非常快，然后现在应该是呈现弱势一个态度。这个就是咱们管理层能不能就是从行业的这个发展比较来，或者是从这个两个上下游的对比来看，这种情况呢，从目前看到底是因为旺季或者是低库存，就是需求过高，然后导致短期的这样一个谈判能力失衡呢，还是说就是能够反映长期的一些东西，然后包括明年是否是转入这个旺季需求过了之后，咱们觉得这个煤价会自发的重新掉回来呢？就是因为这个如果说相当于是自己的这个盈亏平衡的这个点就被这个上游客户掌握了嘛，这样的话相当于对于咱们行业来说应该是自己应该是属于比较被动地位，就咱们是怎么看呢？这个是一个长期的问题，还是一个短期的季度性的问题？
Well, following question is about your bargaining power in this industry. Actually, for the past few years, you as the power producers has the strong bargaining power compared to the suppliers. But currently, we say this kind of power has been diminished and does the company say this is kind of a short-term situation or just it will be lasting long to maybe next year or in the following years that you cannot retain the this kind of bargaining power?
我简要回答这个问题那么从今年4月份之后，国家这个煤炭去产能的力度是不断加大，要使得这个煤炭的产量有了一个比较大的幅度的下降，那么整体的社会的煤炭库存下降。那么这个随着这个三季度迎峰度夏这个到来，和国家这个经济形势的部分行业的一些转变，那么现在煤炭市场的需求是有所增加的。
First is we say that since the April this year, along with the government capacity cuts policy, the coal production has been cut in a lot magnitude, and the coal inventory has decreased a lot, especially in the summer peaking period in the third quarter, and also along with some industry recovery, we can see that the demand is increased.
这种需求的增加，除了这个迎峰度夏之际，这个期间造成的这个库存的下降，大家从电力行业也好，钢铁行业也好，大家都有一个补库存的这样一个需求，啊，所以说这个又包括这个产能释放没有达到当时的预期的量，啊，因为这个煤炭企业释放产能需要一个周期。
Well, also just because of the demand recovery and also the decrease of the inventory, the power producer has the demand to increase its inventory, and also the ease of the coal production is less than the original expectations.
关于这个市场话语权的问题，就市场的价格最终的是由这个供需的这个关系来决定的。
Well, in terms of the bargaining power, actually, this is really determined by the market supply and its demand situation.
这个煤炭价格过快上涨也不利于煤炭企业这个很好的去产能，那么当然也对电力企业的经营造成了很大的压力。从国家发改委啊这个总体政策要求看，都希望这个煤价啊稳定在一个合理的水平上。
Well, of course, the huge price hike for the coal is no good for no matter for the coal suppliers or the power producers. And also the government wishes that the coal price can be maintained at a relatively stable level.
所以说我们相信啊，在这个国家发改委这个宏观调控的啊这种措施的落实上啊，那么这个煤炭价格会稳定下来的。
So we believe, based on the NDRC and the policy to stabilize the coal price, we believe this kind of policy will be effective and the coal price will be running in a stable way.
好，谢谢管理层，没有问题了。谢谢。
谢谢各位，也感谢各位管理层的解答。Thank you so much for all of the questions and the participation today. 最后请李总为我们今天的电话会议做个简单的总结。Finally, Mr. Lee would like to give us a summary. 有请李总。
好，感谢各位参加华能国际三季度业绩推介会，也感谢各位一直以来给予公司的大力支持和持续的关注。今天的电话会议到此结束，如有进一步需要了解交流的问题，欢迎大家会后与公司投资者关系处联系。谢谢大家。
Well, thanks for attending Huaneng's third quarter's results conference call today, and thanks for your long-term support and lasting attention to the company. Please contact our IR department after the conference if you have any further questions. Thank you.
再次感谢各位出席华能国际电力股份有限公司2016年三季度业绩发布会，我们期待下一次业绩时再见。Thanks again for your attendance of the conference call regarding the third quarterly results announcements of 2016. We are looking forward to meeting with all of you in our next results announcement. Thank you.
非常感谢各位出席今天的会议，今天的会议到此结束。祝大家工作愉快，现在各位可以挂线，再见。